Hello, lovely people. You made it. The weekend is upon us. Friday is here and Fridays rock, especially this Friday because we're headed into a 3-day weekend. We have a lot of news to get through today, so not a lot of time to do it. Let's get to it. We're going to begin with the latest out of New Zealand, where the country just declared a national state of emergency. Cyclone Gabriel hit New Zealand with wind and rain, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes in the area. The wind gusts were greater than 87 miles per hour. Waves were close to 36 feet high. When we recorded this show, the storm had killed at least 5 people and caused widespread damage. Police in the area say they remain focused on locating those people that are unaccounted for. What exactly is a cyclone? Let's break it down. Cyclones, hurricanes, and typhoons are essentially the same, with only the location of the storm determining what we call it. For example, the only difference between a hurricane and a typhoon is that typhoons happen in the western and North Pacific waters, while hurricanes occur in the eastern and North Pacific and the North Atlantic basin. That's why whenever we talk about these types of storms in the U.S., it's almost always a hurricane. Cyclones happen only in the Indian Ocean and the South Pacific. We'll keep you updated as news unfolds surrounding the cyclone in New Zealand. As the worst of the weather looks to have passed, significant and potentially life-threatening challenges remain. Next story today. Earlier this month, a Norfolk Southern train, which was carrying toxic chemicals at the time, derailed from the tracks and crashed in eastern Ohio. Now, the derailment ignited the hazardous chemicals on board, covering the town of East Palestine with smoke. Authorities created an evacuation zone around the crash and, fearing a major explosion, performed a controlled release of the chemicals. Weeks later, residents have been encouraged to return home, but there are lots of questions about just how harmful exposure to these chemicals could be. The plumes of smoke from the explosion carry the hazardous material into the air and water to which residents would be exposed. With all eyes on Ohio, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, otherwise known as EPA Michael Regan, visited the region on Thursday to assess the ongoing response and hear from impacted residents. Here's CNN's national correspondent Jason Carroll, who's been on the ground in Ohio for the last few days covering this story for us.
We are strongly recommending those who have not yet had their water source checked to use bottled water. Bottled water is being made available.
More than a week after a toxic train derailment that led to the evacuation of much of this small Ohio town, state health officials are urging some East Palestine residents to drink bottled water until water tests are complete. Officials say the toxic spill was largely contained the day after the derailment and that tests have shown the air quality is safe. But they have found low levels of contaminants in 4 nearby waterways spanning 7.5 miles, including Leslie Run, a creek which runs through East Palestine and neighboring Negley, right through the back of Kathy Reese's property.
In the back of your property back here, they found dead
Yeah,
fish?
They saw dead fish.
Reese says she has been drinking bottled water instead of well water ever since she started spotting dead fish in the creek following the derailment. She says she's still waiting for the state to come and test her well water.
Air-wise, I feel okay. Water-wise, no. There's just too many chemicals and stuff that were spilled that they still don't want to identify completely.
An Ohio Department of Natural Resources official estimates some 3,500 fish in the state have died following the train derailment. These people saw the flames from their homes and worry their neighborhood still may not be safe.
What about testing water or ground?
Nothing yet.
No.
And I guess that I don't recommend you put anything in the ground. I mean, vegetables or tomatoes or anything this year because we don't know.
I don't think they're going to do enough.
And some residents say they have been frustrated by what they describe as a lack of communication with officials on the ground.
We pass all of the creeks and there's crew after crew with white hoses and black hoses all through the creeks. They're not telling us why, and this is daily. I'm driving my children to school past all of this and they're asking me questions that I don't have answers to.
Some of their questions unanswered. We found getting information just as challenging.
Can you tell me, are they pumping water out or are you pumping water back in?
Talking to the guys up at the top of the hill, sir. We're just grunts.
We're just trying to get a sense of what those pumps are. Can someone just...
Norfolk Southern can tell you everything. That's the hotline. They can tell you everything.
You realize people are calling this number and no one is getting back to them.
We're just told to direct people to that number.
The governor asked by reporters Tuesday if he would feel comfortable living in East Palestine.
I think that I would be drinking the bottled water, and I would be continuing to find out what the tests were showing as far as the air. I would be alert and concerned, but I think I would probably be back in my house.
But residents like Kathy Reese say they are left with few choices.
Just, I guess, pray and keep drinking bottled water until we know for sure what's going on.
10-second trivia. Which of these is the most visited urban park in the U.S.? Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, D.C.'s National Mall, Central Park in New York, or Lincoln Park in Chicago? With 40 million annual visitors, Central Park is the most visited city park in the U.S. The park is also home to a wide range of wildlife, as you can imagine, but a newcomer is getting most of the attention right now. Flocko, the owl, escaped from the Central Park Zoo and is at large and on the loose in the park. The rare Eurasian eagle owl escaped his enclosure on February 2nd, and since then, zoo officials have kept an eye on the bird, which has become a bit of a celebrity. While Flocko seems to be adapting well to the wild, there are some concerns over how he might adapt to that New York City lifestyle.
There's a new star in Central Park, and he's right out of Central Casting. Lately, bird watchers only have eyes for owls. And some fans on David Barrett's birder blog are saying,
"Let Flocko be free."
In the beginning of February, Flocko escaped from his exhibit at the Central Park Zoo after someone cut through the stainless steel mesh. His enclosure didn't have room to do much flying, and his first night of freedom, the NYPD almost corralled him on a Fifth Avenue sidewalk. Well, that was a hoot, the NYPD tweeted, when the owl flew off.
"I was worried that it wouldn't be able to fly, but it spread its wings and flew to the nearest set of trees."
Zoo officials were most worried that Flocko didn't know how to hunt, since he's always had his meals delivered. They tried to lure him using a white rat in a cage, hoping he'd get trapped in the wiry filaments on top.
The zoo team was rushing with nets to get Flocko, but Flocko was too fast.
And now fans are snapping photos of Flocko catching his own dinner.
Rats.
Rats on the menu.
Barrett says the owl has gone from zero hunting skills to decent hunting skills.
"That's just an incredible transformation."
He hangs out in Central Park, charming New Yorkers with hooting so low it requires subtitles. Like other creatures not native to Central Park, Flocko, the Eurasian eagle owl, has become one of the select few.
All right, I know you are all ready to flee for the weekend like Flocko. Monday is President's Day, so no show that day. Originally established in 1885 in recognition of President George Washington, the U.S. holiday now recognizes all presidents, past and present. Fairmont, West Virginia, you're getting a shout-out today. East Fairmont Middle School, rise up, Hornets. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. And remember, you are more powerful than you know. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.